Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Hey there, listener. Welcome to Authority Engine, where our mission is to help you launch your business into the limelight with actionable advice, real life case studies, and tactics straight from all the top podcasters. I'm really excited today because we've got Mike and Isabella Russell on the air from Music Radio Creative. They've been in the podcasting and online radio jingle game for a while now, and we'll get to hear a little bit about that in the episode. We'll talk a little bit more about their history and how they got started with Music Radio Creative. But essentially over there, they do all kinds of different audio branding as a service for radio shows, for radio hosts, for podcasters, all that kind of stuff. So they obviously know what they're talking about when it comes to audio branding. And that's why that's exactly what we're going to be getting into today with them. We're going to be talking about intros, outros, scripts, music, the feel of your intro and how it all comes together. So definitely going to jump into that. But before we do, I want to talk about our featured podcast, which today is going to be actually Mike and Isabella's podcast. It's the Music Radio Creative podcast. We're on repeat here. But it's a fantastic, fantastic show that has a lot of focus more on that audio branding side of things. Sometimes it's got tutorials, but a lot of times it will be about something involved in the audio branding side of either radio, DJing, or podcasting. So definitely something to look into as a podcaster. All right, let's jump into it. I've got Mike and Isabella here from Music Radio Creative, and we're going to be talking all about audio branding and how you can do a better job of that with your podcast. All right, well, we've got Mike and Isabella Russell from Music Radio Creative with us today. And the first question that I always like to ask is, you know, with Music Radio Creative, how did that get going?
Well, Ben, first of all, it's a real pleasure to be on your podcast. I love the content that you're pumping out there and the whole idea of what you're doing. So I guess how did we get started? I guess it all really kicked off when Isabella came into the picture and well, started kicking some butt, to use an American phrase.
The company exists since 2004, so we've been doing pretty much similar things since then. But we look at the company really starting in 2011. That's when I joined in, and it just really was essentially putting the company together and in the current form as it is, and adding more talent, producers, singers.
Because I was kind of a solopreneur to start with. So, you know, I'm sure like yourself, Ben, I was always trying different things online, seeing what worked, trying to sell my voice and bits like that. Music Radio Creative came about. And then, yeah, really, I mean, Isabella, you took it up a notch when you started hiring more talent, and we've got producers now. So, yeah, it's great fun.
So Mike, you had it rolling right along, and Isabella came in and decided to go big leagues with this thing.
I can tell you the story of how it happened. Actually, it was one day. It was coming up to Christmas in 2011, and you know, we had you know, various different clients we were working with, and we had a radio station, and they were looking for the full radio imaging package, which is, it's not an alien request to us. We get asked that quite a lot, but they said, right, we want a male voice and we want a female voice. And that was the point where I said, well, that is definitely not something I can do. And Isabella said, well, why don't you ask the... And I was still a radio presenter at the time as well, still on air. And it just so happened there was a female host that came on after me. And Isabella said, well, you know, it's simple. Why don't you just pick up the phone and call that host and ask her if she'll do the voices. She's got a good voice. And it all sort of flourished from there, didn't it? That was the moment, I think, that things changed for us.
Interesting. Yeah, that was a bit of the aha moment.
Yeah.
Okay, and then with yeah, if we need to put a label on it. So with Music Radio Creative, at what point, I know you guys have a couple of different podcasts, so I would like to kind of touch on those now, but at what point did podcasting come into the picture as a serious part of what you guys do kind of as an extension over the whole radio side of things.
Well, I can tell you, Ben, I know that you help a lot of businesses to get up and running and podcasting, and I think you do a great job because it's absolutely the right thing for any business to consider doing. We started back in July 2012, audio podcasting. I'd been video podcasting. That's the other podcast we've got on YouTube for quite a while before that, and seeing some great results from that. But really, it was when I started doing the audio podcasting that things started, you know, really, I believe, taking off for us. And then we developed it, got, I know Isabella's dying to jump in at this point, you've got something to say, but it started taking off. We were getting interaction. And I think that's the thing with podcasting. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And Isabella joined in, and we now co-host the Music Radio Creative podcast together. And I just feel that every time we do it, we enjoy it more.
It just proved to be a really good extension to our business. So I guess what is a little bit different about our business that potentially may not be the case with other businesses out there, we've always had very strong face to the business, which was always Mike. And it started off with the YouTube tutorials that Mike was doing on audio production. And we thought, well, you know, rather than just having the visual part only, why won't we have the audio part as well and just share our experience and just general tips and information about audio? So that's what we've started doing back in last year. And it's proved to be really good thing for our business. And I think that many business owners now turn into podcasting as just another way to reach to customers. I do quite a lot of work with business owners on their audio branding, and they definitely have a lot of good things to say about podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. And I can definitely say, Mike, I've seen multiple of your YouTube tutorials, and I've referenced quite a few people to them when they're asking me about specific editing, you know, how to use certain, you know, whether it be editing softwares or how to remove this and that kind of feedback or whatever it may be from an audio front. So absolutely fantastic tutorials there. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
got me up and rolling. So the other thing that I want to kind of bring in and talk to you guys about is, obviously my audience is mostly podcasters, and it's people who are looking to use podcasting as a marketing element for their business. So a lot like what you were talking about, Isabella. And so that being the case, one of the really important parts about their podcast is kind of the call to action element, or the, you know, the engagement element in the intro and outro clips and those different scripts. And obviously that's something that you guys do with Music Radio Creative. You do a complete audio branding package for podcasters, which is, you know, like the intro, the outro, and some transition clips, if that's correct.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And with that, so you guys have done a lot of different intros and outros and that kind of stuff. As far as using them as part of a marketing podcast, what kind of trends have you guys seen in, you know, the differences in intro and outro scripts as far as like the actual words that go into it? And I know that's kind of a general question, so we might need to drill down on this one a little bit.
Well, to be honest with you, the world is your oyster with that. I mean, I've seen all sorts of scripts from podcasters from around the world. Don't forget that many podcasters, even though they broadcast in English, they are not English speakers. So the trends really vary across. But what I would say is very important, there are two types of podcasters. So you have a podcaster who is an individual and talks about his or her passion, and they build brand around that. And then you have the other type of podcasters who already have established brand, and they add the podcasting on to essentially their marketing efforts. So with those who already have established podcast, that's certainly something I always recommend, is looking at your marketing strategy already in place and tying in the podcasting and what you already have for your brand. It's very important for the brand consistency, as well as just the awareness of the brand. So if you already have recognizable theme tune, definitely use it in your podcast, etc. And then obviously you have those podcasters who are building the brand. And if that's the case, then what I always say is to look at your target audience and build that audio brand around them. So just to make sure that the intro and outro you do appeals to whoever is listening.
I really like something you often say to me, Isabella, when you're branding podcasts. You'll say the best rule is there are no rules. You know,
absolutely.
It's not radio. You know, when we don't have to hit an ad break at quarter past the hour. We don't have to play three songs in a row. You know, we can try anything. And I think you can try anything with your branding. So, I mean, one thing you asked Ben in your question is, have you seen any trends in, you know, in marketing and the way people put together scripts? I think a particular trend that Isabella, you notice, is that podcasters look to put call to actions in their outro
in
as the
outro
last
only.
Thing that people hear.
Because in the intro, you only want people to keep listening. You don't want to refer people to go to your website, sign up to your mailing list, give you a review on iTunes. This is something to do after they listen and after they believe in what you say and want to be your fans.
Yeah, very interesting. I think when it comes to those intro outro scripts, you're right. There's no, that is one of the things that's exciting about it, is there's no real rules. There's no, you don't have to go to commercial break in 30 seconds. So you can kind of play with it and mold it to whatever you're trying to do.
You can indeed, but I would actually contradict it a little bit and say there are certain rules that I think are definitely worth to bear in mind. So, for example, if your podcast is 30 minutes long, now take 5% of the time, which would be 1 minute and a half, and certainly do not exceed your audio branding by that amount, because otherwise you are essentially making it too long and making the content too short. So look at that little ratio there and make sure you are not putting too much of audio branding inside your podcast. The other thing I would say, well, definitely with the call to actions, keep them for the very end. So that's another rule I would say
try anything. And I mean, this is the thing I love about your mentality, Ben. I've heard you on various different podcasts talking about what you do, and you've said, well, why not, you know, test things on scale, you know, really go and try different methods. It's like the Google Analytics experiments, where you can have five different web pages serving up and see what works. You know, you can split test headlines when you're sending out emails. Why not, you know, split test and mix it up with you know, podcast intros and outros. We do it on the Music Radio Creative Podcast. We have three different intros that we're rotating at the moment.
But the only thing I would add to that is, before you start experimenting, make sure you do know who your audience is, because you could very easily lose your audience if you are suddenly going to throw in a lot of very crazy experiments. So before you do that, make sure you know who's listening, or at least who you would like to be the perfect listener, because you may be just starting a podcast. So make sure to kind of have that perfect avatar in front of you for all of those crazy tests.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think when we use the word experimenting, it gives you this image of, you know, like a wild-haired scientist that's mixing chemicals and, you know, has no particular end goal, but is just trying to blow stuff up. Whereas, like, kind of what I like to do, as Mike was saying, is always start with the end listener in mind, as you were saying, Isabella, and then kind of do those split tests and see what kind of results you can get from those. Because one of the things that I've been noticing over the last, you know, just couple months, very recently, is a lot of podcasts opting for a really, really short intro and really short audio branding to get at the very beginning of the podcast. As I started to notice this trend among other podcasts, I started doing it for a lot of my clients out of, number one, that was part of, you know, how the trend was going. And for me, it fit my personal preference, because, you know, I'm very much like straight to the point. I don't like to fool around too much, and I don't want to hear, if I've already heard the intro, 10 times, I don't need to hear the whole minute and 30 seconds. What do you guys think about
that? Well, I think that there are two different types of podcasters in there, really, because there are those people who can get into the point very quickly, and there are others who struggle with that. So for those, perhaps a little bit of a longer intro may be a good idea, just to not to lose the listener, you know, too quickly. But it certainly, I think, is a mixture of the personality of a podcaster as well as who's listening, so the audience.
I'm going to actually agree with Ben on that current trend that is emerging. And you know what? By actually saying what I'm saying, I might actually be doing us all out of a job in audio branding because, you know, people are opting for the shorter intros. And I'm sure a podcast that we all... well, certainly between us, mutually enjoy listening to Internet Business Mastery. They, a few months or maybe about a year back now, they completely dropped their intro and outro. And now they just come in and introduce the podcast very quickly by speaking. And then the last word they say is the end of their content. And perhaps we are seeing a trend where podcasts are just getting right into the content. And you've got to remember how podcasts are going to be consumed in the future in the car. Let me finish. In the car. And they're going to go from one podcast to the next, to the next, to the next. You don't necessarily want all these bumpers and intros. Now, I say that. You say, well, why is an audio branding guy saying you don't need intros? I think that the way things potentially may go in the future is that podcasters will look more and more to having well-produced commercials and advertisement spots inside their podcasts to promote something that they're selling, something they've got coming up, a webinar, whatever it might be. It may be that kind of audio branding that flourishes as opposed to the intro and outro in the long term. It's just my opinion. It's not necessarily what I think is definitely going to happen.
Well, I will disagree with that because I actually think that the audio branding is really important, especially, you know, if you are building a brand, your listener, the only way they can recognize the brand is through the sound, because they are going to hear you before they are going to visit your website or, you know, associate any logo with you and your brand. So in the same way as, you know, all the big brands show us their brand on TV or, you know, just through those little logos here and there and everywhere, this is the way the podcaster can put their brand across. As long as it's done correctly, and I think it can be very short, it doesn't have to be long-winded intro saying you are listening to, you know, X, Y, and Z podcast, which is about this, that, and another, and, you know, we are going to promise you this, that, and another, and it just goes on and on and on.
When it's the same voiceover every episode, talking for 30 seconds, saying the same thing.
But, you know, there is, I think it's important to have, at the very least, to have, you know, just the name of the podcast perhaps spoken with some sort of, you know, recognizable theme tune. It doesn't have to last longer than 3-4 seconds.
What about our podcast intro as an example? We only probably have 6 or 7 seconds of actual branding, and then there's about 20 seconds of a music bed that we talk over.
Yeah, that's it. So
yeah, that's actually something that I've started doing a lot as well for some of the new podcast build and launch clients that I've had. Is whether we have a pre-recorded, you know, intro script or not, oftentimes what I'll do is I'll have the audio from that intro script continue for about 20 to 30 seconds after they're done, you know, that pre-recorded clip goes. And so the very beginning of the episode, the host is talking overlaid as that audio clip fades out in the background.
Yeah, the only thing I would say with that is you have to be very careful because, well, time and time again, I've seen podcasters choosing that music track based on their personal preferences, and there is genuinely nothing worse than that, because you have to think, well, that's true, because you have to think about what sort of mood and emotion you create with that music, and who's your listener. So, you know, even though you may be a fan of rock or, you know, I don't know, punk or whatever else, your listener may not be. So you have to be very conscious about that decision, because that music effectively is going to be associated with your brand.
The big thing for me particularly, and for my clients at Authority Engine, is they're very interested in getting a response from their podcast that will support their overall brand and, you know, further that engagement. So setting that feel or that tone is really important, because then it it kind of if we're going to go into like a Tony Robbins session here, it kind of sets that emotional state. And I think every time people hear the audio branding, it can kind of remold them into that emotional state a little bit, which I think is really, really powerful. Have you guys noticed that kind of stuff being a very big influence for some of the intro, outro, or, you know, the radio branding stuff?
Well, people generally come asking for advice. So when they do ask for advice, there's definitely the direction we move them towards. But what I would also add on to the music and just making sure, you know, you're choosing the right track. When you are at that stage, you also have to think a little bit long term. So think beyond the podcast, think beyond that one purpose, and perhaps even, you know, try to compose your intro to be used in your YouTube channel or on your, you know, other promos or commercials on a website audio. You can do so much with that if it's done cleverly and if it's done right.
Interesting. So even if the, you know, let's say even the script will likely change a little bit because of, you know, medium, you could still use that audio branding side of things or the actual music behind it as to keep that consistent.
You can, but what I would say is you can word the intro to suit other channels as well. So you don't have to actually say a podcast. So it could be Music Radio Creative, like we do. It's Music Radio Creative.
Yeah, and we have one thing we've introduced recently is a sung logo. So, and that's starting to come in on our podcast. But we're looking to roll that out in other places. So we're going to have an intro produced for our YouTube channel where it's just a quick 7-second Sonic logo with some motion graphics of our logo appearing, and the musical logo will play very quickly at the start and the end of a YouTube video. So,
and it's exactly the same as we use in our podcast. So we didn't have to change anything. We didn't have to add any wording or remove the wording. It just is exactly the same. So if it's done correctly, it can really serve many different purposes. It doesn't have to be the podcast only.
Interesting. And that kind of serves as, well, you know, quite literally your audio logo that you can spread across all of your different streams.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah, and because it's so short, it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't bother your listener that they are going to listen to it every time they tune into your podcast. It's just a few seconds. So it's just, they get used to it. It's just like tuning into a radio station and hearing, you know, that little jingle singing or saying the radio station name. That's
Z100.
Just that.
Z100.
That's it.
With with some of the boxer announcing sounds in the background, the hardcore reverb.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. So let's, for a moment, think that we're talking to, you know, the listeners out there. Let's imagine that they're looking to start a podcast. They've got a really good idea for what they want to put together, and they're looking to put together their intro, outro, audio branding scripts, and put together that kind of stuff. Obviously, you guys have a audio branding package. I have a done-for-you complete podcast launch thing. But those aside, if they were to do it themselves, what would be a real kind of bit of advice that you have for them to make sure that they're on the right track when it comes to the audio branding side of things?
Well, I think that before you even look into the audio branding, you have to make sure that your overall branding strategy is in place, and then focus on the audio branding, because it does have to tie in to everything else that you do. So you can't look at that branding in isolation, and you will be far better off if you will wait for, you know, your website to be finished or for all of the different little channels to be ready before you start thinking about the audio branding, because then you can create that branding for all of different mediums that you create, and that will be far more effective from the branding perspective and actually far cheaper for you as well.
That's all very well, Isabella, but what if someone just wants to get their podcast going now? You can't say, oh, well, finish your website first, finish the YouTube channel first, and then get, you know, if you really want to get...
You have a website, really, to do a podcast, because you know, how effective any of your call to actions are going to be if you don't have a website.
Well, plus, it'd be pretty tough to submit your feed to iTunes if you don't have a feed as well. But I really, really agree with you, Isabella, particularly because I come at it from a marketing perspective. So anybody that comes to me and wants to build a podcast will either already have a business up and running that they want to market, or they'll have, you know, they'll have specific knowledge in an industry. Typically they'll have like a personal blog and they want to start taking it more seriously as a potential business opportunity. And that's where I always start them as well, is from the very, you know, very foundations of what is your overall brand? Where are you trying to go with this? Who are you trying to attract as a listener / potential customer / you know, whatever. So I'm definitely agree with that big time.
Absolutely. And I would also add that make sure that if you are just starting your podcast and you want to start off with the full branding in place, make sure to actually work out what is going to happen on a podcast before you start thinking about the audio. One of the biggest mistakes I come across is the fact that people come in and say, okay, so I'm launching this podcast and I want the audio branding, yet they haven't even thought about how long is the podcast going to be, what segments are going to be in the podcast, essentially what is going to happen from the moment they are going to flick the switch on to the moment they switch it off. So this is the very important part. Perhaps even record just a first test episode and see where there are those natural places where you could use the audio branding. Because if audio branding is used well, it can actually really help the podcaster. And just try to see where that will fit. And then you can slowly start adding all the other building blocks to it.
Yeah, I can definitely say I've been surprised at the amount of people who have come to me with an idea. And when I start suggesting different, you know, segments of the show, like you were talking about, they're like, oh yeah, I guess we could do that, couldn't we? Yes, that's an option.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah, awesome. So I know you were going to jump in there and say something, Mike, to contradict Isabella a little bit, but kind of from what it sounded like, you were going to go with a little bit more of a, you know, if you're just trying to get the podcast out there and get rolling, then you kind of want to, you can kind of skip a few of those branding steps at the very beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Isabella is really going to dislike what I'm about
I'm
to say.
I'm shaking my head now.
I am a big fan of just getting things started, just doing something and seeing whether it works. And, you know, I've done a lot of things that haven't worked or have just completely failed. You know, I've plowed a lot of time into them. But then I think we all do that, don't we? We all try things and make mistakes. Why not? If you're listening to this right now and you're dying to podcast, but you haven't got a website, you haven't got a YouTube channel, don't worry about it. As long as you've got a microphone, you know, and you talk to someone like Ben about, you know, getting it all set up and getting it going, getting it all produced up, that is the main thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Just record, start it, you know, and I think you can actually build. It's like you say, Isabella, like building blocks. So you can start maybe just by doing a recording, doing a podcast, and you can say, well, hang on, there could be an intro here, and oh, maybe I could have a jingle. I mean, we haven't got set in stone what we do on the Music Radio Creative podcast. We can add or subtract features and have branding bits built for that, you
absolutely
know.
I can hear your point, Mike, but I think if it's about branding, I would, if you want to start looking into your branding, make sure you have all of the other building blocks around, because otherwise you are going to end up doing it twice.
But also I'll come back in and say that, I mean, we have the privilege that we are an audio branding company, so it's easy for us to rebrand the podcast. But if you listen to episode 1 of our podcast, it sounds completely different to episode 70.
It's been a journey, and it always is. You know, things will definitely change as you move along. That's why actually starting without any jingle breaks, without any intro and outro, sometimes maybe the best thing to do, because after broadcasting 2, 3, 5 episodes, you may have feedback from your listeners, you may want to change certain segments, you may want to change the length of your podcast. So definitely experimenting for a little while is a good thing to do, because you will learn and then you will know what to expect and how it should work.
Yeah, and I think you said something in there that I really liked, was you get feedback from your listeners on what they like, what they don't like, what, you know, what they feel would be more valuable to get from the show. So that's one of the things I focus on a lot is listener feedback, because as much as we like to think we know what we're talking about as experienced podcast professionals, what it really comes down to is, are your listeners getting a lot of value and or entertainment from it? And if they're not, then we've got, you know, we've got some work to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So awesome. Awesome. Really appreciate you guys coming on the show today.
Well, thank you for having us on the podcast. It was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike and Isabella. Really appreciated having you guys on the show today and sharing some of your incredible knowledge about audio branding and bringing that expertise over from radio and now into podcasting. So really appreciate having you guys on. Those of you listening out there, if you want to learn more about Mike and Isabella, head over to musicradiocreative.com. They've got the podcast over there as well, which is fantastic. And their entire site is just full of great stuff. And they've got some good audio branding packages over there as well. So if you're listening to the show, the big question I have for you is, what podcast out there has your favorite audio branding? So your favorite intro, your favorite outro, your favorite music behind the intros and outros, or the best audio branding. I would love to hear your thoughts on it. And you can comment on that over at authorityengine.com/25, where you'll also find all of the show notes and step-by-step guides and all that good stuff that comes with today's episode. Awesome. And if you're looking to plan out a podcast, you can check out authorityengine.com anywhere on our site, typically on the homepage, and sign up. We give away a free guide that will help you plan the perfect podcast for your brand. So that'll get you along, get you started, and get you rolling on the podcasting train. We will see you back next week with more top podcasters in the space, always, always, always bringing you the best information and the best strategies and tactics to help you accelerate your business with podcasting. See you next week, folks.